insecurity at churches across the country. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's because there could be protests on Mother's Day.
Pro-choice activists plan to use the day that honors Mother to protest against the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. The activist group Ruth Sent Us is calling for protests at prominent Catholic churches on Sunday to exclaim the right to abortion and blamed the six Catholics on the Supreme Court for the possible overturning of the High Court decision that made abortion legal.
Fox's Lauren Green. Earlier this week in Boulder, Colorado, vandals spray-painted a church with the message, "My body, my choice." If Roe versus Wade is overturned, Tesla says it will pay for the travel of female employees seeking abortions.
With the move, the electric car company joins other major corporations with similar policies in response to new restrictions in several states. Tesla moved its corporate headquarters last year from Silicon Valley to Texas, which has enacted a law banning abortions at roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. Another attempt in southern Ukraine to evacuate civilians from a steel plant where military fighters are making their last stand against Russian forces. Meanwhile, in Moscow, preparations are underway for a massive military parade on Monday.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is telling Americans to steer clear of any Victory Day celebrations coming up this Monday. They're concerned about a heightened police presence, as well as local authorities restricting movements within event areas. The embassy said, given the ongoing tensions between Russia and the U.S., Americans should avoid large public gatherings.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. The parade commemorates Russia's victory over Nazi Germany during World War II. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A surprise for sheriff's deputies in southern Texas. On Friday, they discovered about 100 migrants in the back of a semi-trailer that had broken down on the highway. Many of the migrants fled into nearby fields. About 30 others were captured and processed by Border Patrol. As more and more migrants fill classrooms in Texas, the governor believes the Fed should pick up the tab.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the Biden administration to reimburse the state for the cost of schooling illegal migrant kids Texas is now mandated to place in school due to the 1982 decision in Plyler v. Doe.
The Supreme Court has ruled states have no authority themselves to stop illegal immigration into the states. However, through the Plyler decision, they say, nevertheless, states have to come out of pocket to pay.
Abbott says the state will review the old ruling to see how to proceed. Texas doesn't track immigration status of students, but spends at least $6,000 per student per year. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The state school board in New Jersey is standing by new standards for sex education, despite multiple requests to give the controversial curriculum another look.
The new guidelines were approved 2 years ago during COVID. Some parents only recently became aware of the change. New Jersey's education commissioner says local school officials have discretion on the curriculum and are encouraged to seek input from parents.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Many parents are on the same page when it comes to naming their kids.
Liam and Olivia topped the Social Security Administration's 2021 list of popular baby names. This, the fifth year Liam has earned the top slot for boy monikers, and the third consecutive year Olivia has been most popular for girls.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.